All right, here we go. You say, why do you say that? Because the Bible says you can have what you say. You just said it. Hallelujah. That's why we make confession, because we are saying what we want. Hallelujah. It may not seem real to you the first time you say it, but just keep saying it and keep believing what you said. Amen. All the depths of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God. Oh, the depths of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of who? How unfathomable, how inscrutable. Unfathomable, you don't have the ability to search God out. You can search, you can search. It's just impossible for you to get to the depths of knowing God the way he know himself. Inscrutable. You just can't penetrate. It's impossible to penetrate and get into God. If he don't invite you in, you can't just come in. You can't penetrate God. But he can penetrate you. He knows everything. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. How unsearchable. You can search and search and search and search. I'm going to say some things, okay? You can search and search and search, but you can never find out the true knowledge of God with your finite mind. How unsearchable are his judgment? Keep going. His decision, and how what? Untraceable. He can do some stuff and you can't trace him. You know, you can do some stuff on your computer and then try to delete it. They can trace it out. Trace fine. They can. But you can't, if God, when he does something, you can't trace him. He is so out there. He is so God. Till he's God. I'm going to say it again. He is so God. Until he is God. And God is love. And he said to us, I said it Sunday, and I said again, he said to us in the word, no good thing will he what? Withhold from who? Them that walk upright. I'm going to skip, because and we're coming right back here. I knew it was going to happen. I got too much stuff in my pocket. Give me Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. I want to make a statement right here. Hebrews chapter 11 and verse 6. Can y'all put that up? I'm going to do this. Because it's going to take some time what I've been instructed to do. And I just follow his instruction. Hebrews 11:6. But without faith is what? It's impossible. What is impossible? It's not possible, right? But without faith. That's why God dealt to every man the measure of faith, because without it, it's impossible to please him. For he that cometh to God, what? You have a choice whether to come to him or not. But once you come to God, you say, okay, Father, Jesus, I make you Lord. I'm on board. Once you do that, you must believe. If you say, I'm with God and don't believe, you just a dud sitting there because nothing's going to happen for you. If you're going to get God to be active in your life and do all the things that he promised in his word, you must believe. You must believe. And believe in this sense, you must believe to the point where you believe. When you believe, you act on what you believe. Did you get it? You must believe that he is. You have a choice. Once you come to him, you must believe. You can't say, well, I think God is God. I don't know. If you're going to act like that, you'll never know him. You'll never know what he can do, what he has done, what he will do. You must believe that he is. Then you must believe what? That he is a rewarder of who? Them that diligently. See, he's not, you wonder why. You say, why that person? You see that person that just blessed and stuff that happened, and you see the other person over here, and they breathe in the same air, they live in the same area you live in, and they just two different things. Why is one having all this drama and the other just full of peace and joy, the home are blessed, the children are blessed? One believe and the other don't. So, once you come to God, you must believe that he is. You got a choice whether or not to come. But once you come on board, you can't talk to you. This is what happened, and God wants this to be cleared up. You can't talk two ways. You got to talk his language. You got to think his thoughts. You got to do what he does. And when he says something, you can't reason. You can't throw it up in your mind and try to reason out, if I do this and this. No, you said it, Lord. I'm doing it. He wants that kind of people. I said it. You do it. You must believe that he is so perfect. And all that he knows and all that he can do and all he has done, that you trust him to the full. You have no drawbacks. If he say to you right now, sit in your seat, now you can get up and go and give that person $1,000. You say, done, Lord. But see, we hadn't got there because you know what we're going to say? Well, now let me see what I need to do. I don't know if I can do it. He told you, didn't he? If you didn't have it, he wouldn't have said it. And that's why we have been stuck in some area, because we don't know how to obey.